4.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Douglas County Fair begins tomorrow. Sierra Keith is the Business Administrative Coordinator out at the fairgrounds, where I understand, Sierra, things are already hopping out there.
They are. The 4-H kids have started some of their shows this morning already.
Wow. So talk about this year's fair and what's going to be going on.
So we have so much going on this year. Let's start today. Today we're getting our vendors in and getting them all set up. The carnival's getting set up, and then our 4-H and FFA kids are here. They're starting to show today, and they'll be here all week as well.
And talk about the main stage entertainment, some of the big highlights people can see during the week.
So tomorrow night, which is opening night, we actually in the Cascade Community Credit Union Grandstands, we have the bull riding, Coastal Farm and Ranch Challenge of Champions Tour. They'll be here Wednesday at 7 p.m. and doing a little bit of bull riding. And then after that, the Boondock Boys will be closing out and doing a show in the Garden Park. And then on Thursday, we have in the amphitheater, we have Granger Smith, and he's at 7:30, and he's a country artist. And then on Friday, we have the rock band Marshall Tucker Band, a little old school, at 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday we have a AC/DC tribute band, Hell's Bells. It's all girls, and they are here at 8 o'clock as well in the amphitheater.
And a lot of people have been talking about them and a lot of interest in what's going on. This year you have got a 4-day format. What about some of the other things people can see when they come out?
There's auto races on Saturday at 2, so that's pretty exciting. We haven't had them for quite some time, and so we're excited to bring PRA and the Douglas County Speedway back and do a little exposition there. And then we have Louis Fox, the magician. He will be doing some shows for us. We have Buck Trout. He's a cute little guy that rides around in a golf cart-looking thing. And then we also have Sterling the Bubble Smith. And he's back, of course, to show the kids all these amazing bubbles that they do.
And you mentioned the kids coming in for 4-H and FFA, but talk about the exhibits and some of the cool things you can see over there.
So in our exhibit building, we have everybody's arts, their crafts. They have food entries and quilting. I believe the school art this year, we had 1,500 more entries this year than we've had in the past. And then we have our dress of veggies. So if you're here on Friday, you know, you can get in for free if you decorate a vegetable and then take it down to the exhibit building from 10 to 1. And so if you're here on Friday or Saturday, you should go down to the exhibit building and check out all the different vegetables that people decorate and bring in. It's pretty cool to see.
So talk about the mood out there. I mean, last year the fair happened. So it probably was a little smaller just at the point we were in the pandemic. And it sounds like people are ready to really bring things back more like normal.
Yeah, you know, our vendors are here. They're excited. We have an all-new carnival. Rainier Amusements is here. And so they're here setting up, and super excited to have them back, starting something new, and can't wait to see what they're going to bring for us.
All right, a lot of things going on. Talk about tickets, admission prices, things like that.
Yeah, so we have a ton of discounts, pretty much something for everybody. Thanks to the tribe, kids 12 and under, they're free all day, every day. So that's a great way to save. And then Wednesday, of course, is senior day. So if you're over 65, you can come on out to the fair for free. Then on Thursday, this is a really big one, until 3 o'clock, everyone is free. So, you know, if you can, come out Thursday during the day and enjoy the fair for free. And then on Friday, we have the military day until 5 o'clock. So if you're a veteran, a current member in the military, you know, you can show your ID and get in for free. And, of course, I talked about Dress of Izzy as well on Friday. Another thing to look at is, you know, if you're looking to save on parking, you can ride the bus. So we have the first student bus lot in green and then Roseburg High School. So if you don't want to pay to park, go there, get on a bus, and come in for free.
All right, it all begins tomorrow. Even things happening today out there, Sierra. Anything else people ought to know?
Oh, geez. Just, you know, the weather's supposed to be great. I've been looking at it and keeping track of it, and, you know, it looks like it's going to be a great weather week. So it's a great opportunity for everybody to come out. And, you know, we've got bingo and commercial vendors. And, of course, you know, your favorite fair foods are here. It's going to be a lot of fun this year.
All right, Sierra, Keith, out of the Douglas County Fair, where things are already getting busy. Sierra, thanks for being on this morning.